Welcome back to Community Voices. I'm Randy Eccles, and we are excited to get to talk today about the United Way's new campaign with Katrina Hayes of the United Way of Central Illinois. Katrina, I believe you're the Director of Community Impact?
That is correct.
Before we get into the details, we'd like to get to know our neighbors here on Community Voices. Tell us a little about yourself, if you don't mind.
I have been at United Way now. I'm in my eighth year, I think it was. And through Community Impact, I feel like get to be a part of all of the things that I'm passionate about. I get to meet people. I get to work with people. And I think that's probably the number one thing I love about my job. And it's also a good fit for my personality that I like to collect stories in. And there's a lot of stories to collect through our work. I'm married. I have a husband who is in sales with flooring and everything like that. And our son just turned one on the 13th. I've been navigating this new lifestyle of the pandemic with a new baby. I guess lucky for me, I don't know anything about mothering outside of a pandemic, and my son only knows life within a pandemic as well. We think we're doing okay, but I'm excited to be able to you take little things for granted, like going to the grocery store with your son or going to the post office, being able to just complete chores on a whim, you know. but yeah. Other than that, I do love to volunteer, and I do a lot of that through the Junior League of Springfield. I've been involved with that organization for a good number of years now. And again, just networking through that organization as well, I've gotten to know a lot of people.
I appreciate you joining us today. And are you a Springfield native, or did you find yourself getting here somehow?
I did. I found myself getting here, actually. So I grew up down south in southern Illinois, so Clinton County. It's kind of smack dab in the middle of Lebanon, where McKendree University is, and Carlisle Lakes. That's kind of where we sit. And I went to college over in Quincy, at Quincy University. In my last year of college, I was an intern with the Girl Scouts of Central Illinois. Got hired on in the last semester of college and worked with them and completed my degree. And then literally the Monday after graduation, I started at the headquarters office in Springfield. So that is how I found my way here after working with the Girl Scouts for about 2 years. Well, 2.5. I found my way at United Way.
You said one of your passions, and that fits well with your current job, is you like helping people. What else do you have as a passion that you like to do? And raise your child, I suppose, too, right?
Yeah. This is where my husband and I are a good match for each other. We both are very eclectic in the sense that we like to take on a million different hobbies. But I would probably say most often, and people probably know me, they'll probably say, oh, she's a really good cook. So I really love to cook. I feel like I'm a pretty decent baker. I love all the artsy things, painting, whatever it may be. I kind of just like to dabble, knitting, you know.
It's good for these stay-at-home times to be into cooking, isn't it? Have you been able to get to try some new things?
Oh, yeah. So, and that's kind of my goal for this year is on Sundays, we kind of dictated that that's the day that I get to spend in the kitchen to do different things such as Ethiopian food or Indian food. I really love to kind of, and we really want to expand our son's palate. So we don't want him to be like, oh, chicken nuggets and macaroni and cheese. We want him to love more than those staple foods. He's been pretty interested in a lot of different flavors. So we're pretty lucky in that regard.
You mentioned, you know, the whole time of raising your child has been during this coronavirus time. How's the family getting by?
We're getting by. I would say it's probably harder on the grandparents a little bit. I think that they haven't been as actively involved as they would have loved to be. Prior to the pandemic, I would go visit my family probably back in Clinton County about once a month. And it's been once this year we've made it down, just because my parents are older, my husband's parents are older, but we just, you know, we want to protect our bubble. We've been following the physical distance. He has been in daycare, and so that kind of expands our bubble a little bit more. And so then introducing our grandparents in, we would just hate for anybody to get sick.
You've got a really interesting program that is starting at the United Way. I don't think I've seen this program before. Is this the first time it's been done?
Yeah, at least as far as I know, definitely for us to be a part of it. It's the 21-week equity challenge. The 21-day equity challenge was started a number of years ago out of New England. They transitioned it from food insecurity to talking about equity. And many other organizations, including other United Ways across the country, have done the 21-day equity challenge. It's really just to say, like, hey, as a community, let's be looking at some of the same resources. It's kind of like a big community book club really focused on equity and systemic racism or topics associated with that. So we can just have a base level of understanding. For us, when the Healing Illinois grants came out from the Illinois Department of Human Services and the Chicago Community Trust, our collective network known as United Way of Illinois applied for money and received it out of Champaign and Metro Chicago. They've been putting together the 21-week challenge. And I think that was one of the things that we've learned from our colleagues is that people had a hard time really committing to 15 minutes a day. It's easy to say, oh, I don't have time. Well, and then 5 days go, and then you have five challenges to do. It's easy to be like, oh, well, let that go. With this, because of our position with working with business partners, we really wanted to make it something that was really accessible. That 15 minutes a week, so the 21-week equity challenge provides you one email once a week for 21 weeks. It started on Martin Luther King Jr. Day. It'll run through Juneteenth, and it'll provide you information in a number of different challenges that you can complete that week. For example, I spent, I think it was 30 minutes last night. So again, you're only asked to spend 15 minutes each week in this information. I spent 30 minutes because it goes quick, because the information is just, it's number one, gut-wrenching, but it's also eye-opening. And so for me, I'm the type of person, I want to sit with some of that information. 30 minutes came and gone, and I was like, okay, what's next week? I hope that people really see it as something that's invigorating as much as it is deeply challenging.
You mentioned it started this week. Is it too late for somebody to start?
No. People are going to be able to join throughout the entire 21 weeks. One of the things that as you join the challenge, you're given access to the 21-week equity challenge portal. And that's where they're storing all of the information. And so if you join in week five, that's completely fine. You're going to be able to revisit at your leisure all of the past weeks. And I think it's also great because for many of us, I think particularly for white people, we're going to be faced with some information that you may think you disagree with. I feel like that's one of the things we are taught, and I'm only like in the smidgen of infancy in this work, that you might need to go revisit something, right? Because you're like, you know what, this is jarring. I can't take this in right now. So then you can revisit that information as you deem fit, or you're like, you know what, I need to give this another read as we continue through the weeks. Maybe something clicks with you in a different way that you're like, oh, now I can revisit this information.
It's an excellent resource to help people dive into this at their own speed. From it looks like I got my first email today, and I think it was, I have not been able to complete the 15 minute work yet, but it's about personal identity.
And racial identity. Yeah. With it being week one, I think it's a great week to start. And I will say, I got a few emails, if we're just having a casual conversation a little bit, Randy, I got a couple of emails being like, hey, Katrina, I thought this was only supposed to be 15 minutes a week, but activity one is a 45-minute video. Like, what? And so that was a little bit by design. So again, to get your digital badge, people who complete the 21-week challenge will receive a certificate of completion, which I think is pretty cool. You can bring that to your employer, to your community network organizations you may be a part of, and be like, hey, I care about this work, and I did something about it. You also get a digital badge, which we know, you know, social media, it's all the rave, right? You can share it there if you feel so inclined. It was great the way it started. The goal is to just complete one of the five activities that they recommend to you. So I've done four of the five activities. Again, for me, it was going so quickly and I wanted to continue to dive in, but I haven't made time for that 45-minute video. So it's by design that you have different options, and also based on your level of knowledge of this topic. So some people are coming in, and this might be the first time that they're even open to having this type of conversation or even being faced with some of this information. So for them, they might want to only start with certain activities. But for other people who are a bit more steeped in the information, they're probably like, okay, let me do all of it because I'm ready. I'm ready to continue to be faced with the reality that racism is.
It scales to both your experience level with the topic and to your time need. It's on demand when you want to do it. So if it's about before bedtime or if it's early in the morning, that's fine.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think for me, I think it was activity four this week, they shared about the New York Times videos and they said, watch one of them. And I ended up watching all of them. And I tell you what, that was tough for me this week. I think it's also really great. Everyone learns differently too. Some people are going to read the written word and be able to understand all that it has to offer. Other people are going to need to listen to the interviews of the doctors, I believe out of U of I, talking about how would you even present this information to your children? And other people might need to watch those videos that the New York Times had posted about racial identity to be able to, again, grasp the topic in a way that's definitely accessible. Their process-oriented activity too might be, because it's an infographic that you read through and you try to understand what it is that racial identity is and how people of color are kind of assigned an identity without accepting that identity for themselves.
Give us a sense of some of the topics that, you know, might be covered over the 21 weeks.
Yeah, I think, you know, coming off of racial identity, I think we have, you know, bias that will be coming in the upcoming weeks, unconscious bias, privilege. And what's hard, Randy, is I feel like some of these words have become buzzwords, right? And depending on who and where you sit, maybe politically, you might have a different reaction to that word. Privilege is just a word. It does have meaning, especially in this context. And it's important for people to understand what it is. Justice system inequities, we saw that play out pretty deeply this past year. We also know that health disparities exist, economic disparities. So some of that's going to come out. Redlining, housing, historical inequities that, again, have had just generational repercussions that we're continuing to know more and more about. There's going to be just some challenges of like, so what do you do now with this information? It'll be heavy, but again, you have to be faced with the reality sometimes, because people, including myself, you can get pretty, I did it through the election, Randy. You can get in your bubble and you protect yourselves from a lot of the information around you, right? In order to sometimes maintain your sanity. But again, you got to take a break, but sometimes ignorance can be too much of a bliss, right? We need people to also be educated.
How did you decide that this was the right program for the community?
I think United Way of Illinois did that for us. They set a statewide goal of 15,000 people. And we knew that. So sure, by populace, Chicago could have done it by themselves, but what good does that do for the rest of our state? We were happy to be a part of this once they said that they got the money for this. I know John, our president and CPO, he has been a part of board meetings. And so he was quickly like, yes, we will definitely be a part of this. We hope you are successful in receiving the grant from Healing Illinois. As it's come out now, we are doing our best to promote it locally, because wouldn't it be cool if Sangamon and Menard County had the highest per capita participation in the challenge? We will get some zip code data, which I think is important as well. Taking it a step further, we also, through Healing Illinois, were the recipient of some pass-through grants, and we were able to put $25,000 back into our community in different racial healing initiatives, one of which we're partnering with Watson Diversity Solutions. So Dominic Watson with the Springfield Black Chamber, he's also in the legislature, he does work there. He's our partner, he's taking the lead and also providing 6 community conversations throughout different segments of the 21-week conversation. We're really excited about that, because, again, it's one thing to get the information yourself and read it and understand it the way you need to understand it. It's another, it takes it a step further if you come to a table where other people have read, right? It's a book club. People have read what you've read. You can have a conversation about how the collection is feeling. I think the biggest part for Dominic really is to plug people in to initiatives that are happening locally, because the work of racial healing and overcoming racial disparities is not new. It might feel new to some people, but it's not new. If we can help people plug into work that's happening locally, we want to do that. Based on the different segments of topics, we're going to make sure people have that opportunity to learn about different local initiatives as well.
And I know the United Way is involved in a lot of different things in the community. The need for this has been obvious, especially this past year with everything that's happened. This is an excellent attempt to address some of the concerns that have been made very apparent in Black Lives Matter and other things. Equity is not just about race. It's about a variety of other ways of identifying ourselves. Are there specific areas like that the program looks
we'll address. Yeah. Through the 21 week equity challenge, you will see things, disparities in economics, like class. There is a topic closer to the end about LGBTQ disparities among based on sexual orientation. But what we know to be true is also within each of those different variables, I don't think variables is even the right word, Randy, our neighbors of color are disproportionately affected still with even within those classes. So when we look at poverty rates, we know that our African-American, our neighbors of color are disproportionately affected and sit with lower income, especially within Springfield. I'm sure you've seen it, but 24/7, it's a financial magazine. They put out a list of, based on urban areas, the worst places for Black Americans. Springfield has made it on that list ever since it started being published. And I think that that's a sad reality for us. Yes, we will touch on different areas of disparity or discrimination. Within each of those, we see our neighbors of color being disproportionately affected.
You've had a lot of local partners that are participating and or helping out. Like you mentioned, Dominic is doing some conversations in the community, but I've also seen other businesses that are at least helping promote the campaign?
I think we are up to, 15 people, 15 different organizations who have signed up to help share about the 21-week equity initiative. And those are the public-facing call-outs for us on our behalf. However, we have many business partners who have signed up or sent it out internally through their companies just to say, like, hey, here's this opportunity for you. They're not forcing it, but they're definitely making it readily available. And I think that for some companies is the best step, especially if they don't have committees focused on diversity, equity, and inclusion. If they don't have people who are deeply trained in this work, we are partnered with Dominic and others. You need a level of training and knowledge in this space to be able to be effective because the goal is healing. I wouldn't try to do brain surgery. So I'm good at community conversations, but when it comes to having people be faced with things that they're uncomfortable with, as it relates to historical inequities and racial discrimination, racism, I don't have that level of training. So that's why we are excited to lean on partners. And I think other people are leaning on this challenge to bring them into that next space as well, leaning on experts. Right.
And the content over the 21 weeks has been nationally developed by experts.
Yeah, nationally developed by experts. But then one of the things that I really love about how United Way of Illinois is doing this is we're making it also Illinois based. I think people take for granted that we have some of the leading researchers here in Illinois. One of the things that they are making sure to do is to elevate the local, the Illinois voices that help to lead this conversation nationally. I think that'll be a great thing and also a pride point for Illinois as we go through the challenge.
You're listening to Community Voices on 91.9 UIS NPR Illinois, and we're talking with Katrina Hayes of the United Way of Central Illinois about their 21-day equity challenge. You can go where to sign up?
And Randy, it's the 21-week equity challenge.
21-week.
Yeah. With that, you can text 21-week, 21-WEEK, to 41444. Or you can also check out our Facebook page, many other Facebook pages in the community. But also you can go to UnitedWayOfIllinois.com/equity-challenge to also sign up.
We'll make sure we put those links at mprillinois.org. So if you forget them, you can find them there. When the 21 weeks are done, where would you like people to go next? Where would the United Way like to go next?
Well, I can tell you that if it doesn't shake things up for our organization as far as, our approach or just being more cognizant of how things operate, I think we've done ourselves a disservice, but I don't think it'll happen. I know that we're committed to really using this information in the way we need to be. We hope that it leaves people with a greater understanding, whether you agree with it or not. We all now have a better baseline of what information we can all share. We can talk about it as a community. For us, with the community conversations, we want people to be able to find themselves feeling compelled to get a part of work that is happening locally. Some of these initiatives fly under the radar. We want to bring them further into the light. Not that they're not in the light. We want to make sure people get engaged because that's where it happens, right? Just like we need more mentors, we need volunteers to connect in our issue area work. everything is underscored. That's a thread, is equity. And so the more we have knowledgeable people in our community who are getting involved and feel compelled to do so, the better off we will be.
Is there anything I should have asked you or something more you'd like to tell me about?
I would love to give an update. So our goal is 15,000 people across the state. And as of yesterday, we are up to 8,725 people. We're halfway to goal. We still have a long way to get there. The more we can partner with people like you. And so we thank you so much for bringing us to this. To Community Voices. This is statewide. I just had the conversation with my mom this morning, like, hey, did you sign up? And she's like, no, I thought it was something you were doing. I was like, no, it's for everyone. Mom, you live in Illinois. I hope that people do reach out to their friends, their neighbors who live in different counties other than Sangamon and Menard to make sure they're sharing this information. Because again, it's statewide and we need everybody on board.
Just in case somebody tuned in the middle of the conversation here, recap briefly what this is and how to participate.
We are talking about the 21-week equity challenge, and it is a email-based challenge. So you sign up and you receive one email once a week for 21 weeks that will introduce you to different topics, including maybe understanding privilege, housing and redlining, justice system inequities, to really continue to educate us about things that have happened historically that are still playing out today, and also how we all individually are faced with racism even when we don't know it. That's the key. It's an individual challenge that you take. You can read the information, have a conversation with a colleague, read the information and keep it in your own head or journal. That is totally up to you. Over the 21 weeks, we hope that people do take 15 minutes a week to complete at least one of the activities that are brought to you once a week. After the 21 weeks, people who complete the challenge will receive a certificate of completion and a digital badge they can share.
You mentioned this earlier. How is it that they go about signing up?
They can text 21 week to 1-WEEK to 41444, or they can go to UnitedWayOfIllinois.com/equity-challenge.
Thank you very much for talking with us today. We've been conversing about the 21-week equity challenge with Katrina Hayes, and she's the Director of Community Impact for the United Way of Central Illinois. Thanks for taking the time on Community Voices here to talk.
Thank you so much for having us.
Katrina Hayes, the United Way of Central Illinois Director of Community Impact and the 21-Week Equity Challenge. Join us in signing up for the challenge. Details are at nprillinois.org. Community Voices airs weekdays at noon and Saturdays at 5 p.m. on NPR Illinois, 91.9 UIS. For Bee Bonner, I'm Randy Eccles. Community Voices is a production of NPR Illinois.